A very pleasant morning from the Genesis web scene. It's Wednesday and today's article is MBA Through My Eyes by Ms. Nidhi Tiwari. Ever considered to what extent learning really occurs in a B-school? Indeed, an MBA experience is one among a sort. How about we examine it? A day has 24 hours. The main sentence is reality and the second is the acknowledgement of reality. It doesn't come to everybody. It requires order and commitment to utilize the main blessing offered to humanity, time, viably and productively. Fortunately for B-school understudies, they are made to get it, even before they get to come out of their vacation period, breathing a sigh of relief for making it to a B-school. The to-dos and timetable. Did you perceive what extent of work you will get cleared out a day? Breakfast, 2 classes of 3 hours each, lunch in the middle, 1 test, 1 introduction, 2 corporate sessions, 1 group task, supper, the groundwork for another test, late night meet with friends over coffee at 12 p.m. Since all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, sleep and repeat. Intended to appear to be insane to the surface world, this system presents a way of figuring out how to utilize time ideally. You may have found out about Eisenhower's time management grid in principle. However, this system will make you apply it to your way of life. Take away your dozing and eating hours from 24 and accordingly, and the rest is the time waiting to be conquered. Time that is to be appropriately divided into multiple tasks based on their priority, all requiring your undivided attention. Multiple tasks without multitasking. B-schools paid attention to it very much. With 11th hour plan changes in classes, eventually notice for tests and quarter hour to report back to a meeting informals, you'll bid farewell to your pre-arranged occasions and daily agendas for the afternoon. You mold as the circumstance requests. Figure out how to learn to get rid of to-dos and start making some time blocks as small as the next 15 minutes or 30 minutes of the day to get things done. That is the solitary time heavily influenced by you. Rest is obscure. Be prepared and be nimble. How we connect? Kindergarten kids take seconds to show from aliens to companions. School kids take minutes. Students take a couple of days or 7 days. With age, our belief systems cement and assumptions supplant a receptive look. Now imagine a group of early to mid-20s and above coming from different parts of India or the world with diverse academic backgrounds trying to work through their spectrum of thoughts to come to a consensus. Extreme? Truly. Stunning? Likewise, yes. You put receptive outlook back on the table, eliminating all guesses and self-image, attempting to see each other's perspective, contributing where their qualities lie, and observing in areas of weaknesses. You learn about different histories and cultures. MBA experience will make you figure out how to have clashes, yet in addition to bargain and resolve. Isn't that what the world is attempting to discover in their leaders? Although the MBA can be rigorous and competitive, it can also be extremely rewarding at the same time. At the end of the degree, when you emerge a victorious warrior. Like gold as an ore battered and processed into fine brand of ornament, the paucity of time that you realize each day, and learn how to plan your schedules whilst managing everything. The importance of true friends in life and refreshing breaks that you take with them keep adding to your life skills. All in all, MBA is not just a degree, but an experience.